Well, how's everybody doing? Such enthusiasm out of this group. Get you in the weight room, whip you into a frenzy and have a little fun. Let's go. Who's got a question? The coincidence is that we saw high-value players we had high grades on that were available. I felt very good about where we got them for the value that we got them at. You know, I hear from Jay on occasion, you know, we do text. He's a good man. I like Jay. And is he happy that we have more teammates that are good football players? Absolutely. Well, you know, going into the draft, it was more of a question, would we accumulate enough picks to go in that direction? With five picks and the number of players that we wanted to add and the positions we wanted to add them in, I don't know how practical that was. Again, it had to be the right value for the team. Things would have to line up perfect to take a quarterback with five picks. We accumulated more picks at the end. Obviously, the run of quarterbacks had stopped at that point. But I also tell you, John, that given the player on the board, the value of that player on the board, where we're able to pick them relative to the current strength of our quarterback roster, we felt very good about where we were at. Isn't that great? Isn't competition wonderful, Brad? Competition makes you better, and that's what we're excited about. You know, it's a little bit of a redo, if you want to say, in terms of adding new people to the mix. We feel very good about the people that were added, and we feel very good about, you know, the kind of response we'll get from the veteran players, and, man, are we excited about the competition level that's going to create. Yeah, you know, obviously, Brad, you're always excited that there's another draft behind this one, and that you're excited about there's other ways to accumulate players. There's still a lot of players out there in the UFA market. There'll be players that are on cut-down lists that you'll be able to add to your squad, as we did last year. There'll be players that you're able to trade for, as we did with Sherrick last year and was a big assist. So in terms of not accomplishing, we felt very good about what we accomplished. And, we'll never stop working on our roster. Yeah, Adam, good question in terms of linebackers. You know, obviously we felt like we had to add to the group. We wanted to add young players to the group. It worked out value-wise that those picks, those were linebackers, and we were happy that that happened. Yeah, we're upstairs rolling on that right now, John, in terms of the college free agency market. And, again, there's a lot of ways to add players. And our scouts, as soon as this draft, is it officially over yet?
Yeah.
As soon as it's officially over, they'll get to signing. And that'll be one way to add along. Again, there's still some UFAs out there that we like and are having ongoing conversations with, and that includes Izzy. Yeah, who did they draft, Adam? Believe me, we've been full on about this team, about improving the Bears. So unless they were picking in front of us and I was worried about who they picked, I really didn't notice. Sometime in about the middle of the week, I'll evaluate it, you know, where we're at relationship to the drafts and who had a strong draft and how we got to look at our roster in terms of countering what they added. You know, is there something that we need to tend to in terms of adding players that may still be available that would help us competitively against those teams? But right now, I haven't looked. Well, you know, I think, you know, it's a good question, Mark. I think that you feel like you've done as well as you can in terms of adding value for that spot in the draft, okay? There was a better depth of the draft this year on that back end. I mean, to find somebody like Washington or Jordan Mills, you know, two-position player, SEC player, finding Marquise, you know, at the end of the draft, somebody had 82 catches and almost 1,400 yards last year. Those are exciting finds. So there was a little more depth in the draft. But, you know, the drafts in terms of how they flow, they're a little different every year. But at least in terms of being involved in it from the decision-making level or assisting that at the last thing, that's been since 2004. So was this draft that much different? No. In terms of how I interrelate to people, coaches, and scouts, it's been the same since then.